Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Correction. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So let's go on this evening talking about some other things that tie into this. Look with me, if you would, in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. We asked a question last night, and let's go on to answer it. 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. In talking about this subject, there is something you should not omit. We all require some correction. But there is a question that should be asked and answered. Who should correct whom? Do you know what I mean by that? Who should correct whom? We saw last night in both of these individuals with Samuel, God using Samuel to correct Saul, God using Nathan to correct David. These were men that God had used previously in their life to help them get to where they are. This was not just somebody off the street. Did you hear me? Now, we've got some things in charismatic circles and in Word and Faith circles where there's gross ignorance of what we're talking about tonight. And you got people that's completely wet behind the ears spiritually, but they've read three chapters and prayed in tongues for an hour. And they think that they can come correct the pastor. Did you hear me? Come correct an elder. Come correct a father in or a mother in the faith. Did you hear me? And they just don't have the place. Even if an elder needed correcting, it's not for them to do it. Did you hear me? So let's talk about this some tonight. Who should correct whom? Who has the right to speak into somebody's life? In 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, are you there? 2 Corinthians 10, I want to read several verses here. Verse 1, 2 Corinthians 10, he said, I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold towards you. There were major differences in Paul's personality at times. In him just talking to people and being there with them, he was humble. Even though he was the apostle that God used to found their church and was over them spiritually, he was not arrogant. He was not haughty. He was humble. But when the Holy Ghost came on him and God spoke through him because of their sin or corrected, he was very bold and he was very strong. Right? And he went on to say, verse 2, I beseech you that I may not be bold when I'm present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. He said that I may not be bold when I'm present with you. Does he want to come and chew on them? No, he does not. Does he want to come and correct them sternly? No, he does not. Now here's something that'll help you. People who want to correct other people are not the ones that are even qualified.
Yeah.
Did you hear me? Somebody who's always wanting to correct somebody else are the people that need to be corrected themselves and are the immature ones who should be quiet and listen. The ones who really are in position and that would be used of God to correct, they don't desire to do it. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
They don't want to do it. They'd rather speak blessing. They'd rather... You understand what I'm saying? There's been a number of times in my life that the Lord dealt with me about correction. And man, I don't want to do it. the thing that would keep me from, you know, not doing it is I don't want to disobey God. That's the big thing. But there's been many a time. I know the Lord dealt with me years and years ago. There was a particular situation where He dealt with me to come and deal with two ladies in a situation. And I thought, Lord, I don't want to go talk to them. I don't want to tell them that. They're liable to get mad. They're liable to not like me anymore. I don't want to do it. Man, I think I prayed almost all night long about that, trying to get out of it, trying to, you understand what I'm saying? I don't want to do that. But see, if you get to where, yeah, you know, I'm going to correct everybody. I'm supposed to, you know, you think you're the Holy Ghost police. Then you are the one in the flesh. Did you hear me? And you are the one who's out of your place and got no business correcting somebody else. People who really are in position to do it and are the elders and are the ones God would use, you'll find they don't desire to do it. They don't want to do it. They'll do it because they love you. Did you hear me? They'll endure you not liking them if it'll help you and spare you. Did you hear me? They'll obey God. But they don't look for people to correct. It makes me happy when I go in and out of churches and in and out of meetings and there was no correction. That makes me happy. I like to come. Let's come shout. Let's come be happy. Amen. Let's talk about prosperity and being healed. Amen. Let's talk about good things and happy times. But we also need some correction. And so there are times when the Lord will bring things up and all, you know, God uses His ministers and He speaks through them. And there are times when we need to yield to that. But here's a big thing now. Correction and discipline without love is abuse and cruelty. I'm going to say that again. I want you to think about it. Correction and discipline without love is abuse and cruelty. True godly correction is always in love. Isn't that what we read in our text? Huh? Let me remind you of it. In our text, don't change places, but in our text in Hebrews, I read it to you out of the Living. He said, let God train you, for He does what a loving father does. Don't be discouraged when He has to show you when you're wrong, for when He punishes you, it proves that He loves you. I mean, understand all the correction, even the judgment of God is in love. Did you know that? Even the judgment of God is in love. Why? It couldn't help but be anything else, for He is love. Right? So everything He does would have to be from and of and in and to love. Hold your place here. And back up a few pages to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, 1 Corinthians 11. He talks about people who were being judged in the church at Corinth. People who were, they were being sick, they were dying prematurely. And listen to it. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 29. 1 Corinthians 11:29, he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation or condemnation or judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Now this has a twofold application. They didn't discern that the Lord's body was broken for them, that they might be whole. They didn't see that and understand that. But the big thing that he talked about earlier, they weren't discerning each other. They weren't appreciating each other. They weren't walking in love with each other. That's a big deal. How many know that you can't, you know, say, well, I love God with all my heart and treat people like dirt and you're going to be okay? Because they're His kids and He loves them just as much as He loves you. Right? How many of you got children in here? Raise your hand. Let me see. You got children. Well, what if I told you, you know, I said, you know, well, me and you are buds. I like you. But I despise your kid. But we're still buds, right? Huh? Let's say your child is down and I kick him while he's down. I hurt him. But you and me are buds, right? That's not the same. I mean, me and you. That doesn't work, does it? Well, nor does it work when you treat somebody else badly and then you show up in church and go, "Oh, Father, I love you. I love you with all my heart." And he's going to want to know, "What'd you do to my boy? What'd you do to my girl?" Right? How many understand God loves all of his kids? I don't care how carnal they are and how much act like a heathen. He still loves them. Right? And if you love him, the Bible said you're going to love them too. Right? If I love you, if I really love you, I care about your kids too. Right? Why? Because, well, it's one of the biggest things you care about. So if I care about you, I have to care about them by right of caring about you. Right? And if you love God, 1 John said you love his children also. Well, they weren't discerning the Lord's body. They weren't treating each other right. They weren't valuing each other. They were not walking in love, mistreating, maltreating each other. Well, that's one of the biggest things you'll get in trouble for, is treating people wrong. And he said, verse 30, "For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." Many have died prematurely. "For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged." Well, what is judging yourself? It's receiving light. It's receiving correction. It's acting upon it. Right? Judging yourself. Admitting, I missed it. I sinned. Accepting correction. Confessing that you missed it. But if you refuse that, if you say, you know, you're not going to admit that, you're not going to deal with it. If you don't judge yourself, what happens then? You will be judged. And he said, but here's the thing. When we're judged, we're chastened of the Lord that we should what? Not be condemned with the world. Even the judgment of God is in love. Why? He would rather us be judged for it here and now, even if there was years cut off of our life or whatever else, and in that day, still be able to stand up with him. Yeah. Did you hear me? How many understand it's better if stuff comes out now than later? Right? But what's better than all of that? Judge yourself. Judge yourself and you don't get judged. You don't get penalized. You don't get punished. Right? What I was saying is even the judgment of God is in love. To spare people so that, you know, you're not accountable for it later.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Love's Correction, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.